Hello and welcome to Role Plus Heart. My name is Sarah Keep. I'm joined, as always, by...
Bex Watson playing Talia. I didn't write down their last name.
You've written Addicott.
Yeah, you've written Addington, but you said Addicott.
Talia.
Jen Blundell playing Magda.
And Helen Gaffney playing Mildred Bafflemouse, because that's my second name is more key to the story, to be fair.
Yeah, it is. Fair enough.
When last we saw our brave Blossoms, they were attempting to sell cookies across one of the nicer neighbourhoods in their hometown of Runton. After a run-in with the Mangan triplets, a rival group of Blossoms, Mildred was confronted by a scruffy, dishevelled limo driver who turned out to be a grim reaper named Kevin. After some hostile conversation, it turned out that Kevin had the wrong Mildred, but was unwilling to put in the extra legwork to correct his mistakes. However, some successful charm tests convinced him to let you hunt down the other Mildred instead. After searching through some old yellow pages and also the internet, you now have a photo and a location for the other Mildred, so hopefully you'll be able to locate her before time runs out.
Now, quick question, Sarah, because in the pages that you so kindly provided us beforehand so that we could learn about the game, it talks about being able to buy equipment from where?
That's generally if this was a longer campaign concept, but since we currently only have two episodes and you have made £40 so far.
Yeah, well, rich bitches.
I've been keeping track.
Yeah, so have I.
I would allow you to buy anything from the equipment list, but you will have to factor in the dollars to pounds conversion rate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries.
Did I send you the equipment list?
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Great.
That was why I asked.
We could buy a baseball bat.
There's a bicycle, but you can't afford that. There's binoculars, a canteen, a cell phone. You can't afford that.
Don't need it.
A cookie sale sign, a field guide, a first aid kit, a flashlight, lucky charm, rope, signal mirror, snacks. You can't afford a tent, trading cards, wagon. You can't afford walkie-talkies or a whistle.
So we have $50, basically.
Okay.
We could buy a slingshot and a Swiss Army knife.
It's insane to me that switchblade is an option for these children. Because the other things are all like a BB gun, firecrackers, and then it's like a switchblade.
I mean, some kids be rocking a switchblade, to be fair.
I would like to buy 4 punch and kick, please.
No.
Oh.
We've got $50 altogether.
No, but I want 4 punch
not
and kick.
Not each.
Punch and kick is not a for sale thing. That's just an attack.
Fine.
4 punch and kicks, please.
How about some knuckle dusters? Some knuckle dusters.
How about 50 water balloons?
I think
that would have been useful for kids on bikes.
50 water balloons.
Yeah, that would have been useful for kids on bikes.
And we can't afford that. They're $10 each.
$10 for 10. $10 for 10. It's a bargain.
Oh, I was reading damage as quantity and I was like, "Hey, that's insanely expensive for a water balloon." But also, what are you talking about? I was thinking it might be useful to have a slingshot or something.
Okay.
Because you can use that for like getting people's attentions from windows, making distractions, as well as slingshotting people in the face. You know?
All of these things can also be done with a water balloon, just saying.
Yeah, but I think a thrown weapon, you have to use toughness instead of skill, right?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, it does not work for me.
How much is a slingshot?
25.
Yeah, it's like... It's cheap.
Can we get
it's
that
half.
And a set of water balloons just in case?
Yeah.
If you want.
What are we going to throw with?
We could get that and some firecrackers.
Wow.
How about we just have a party?
Yeah.
How about we just throw a party?
A firecracker party.
A little firecracker party.
All right, we'll take a slingshot.
So I think if we're going to do this in game, we're getting it from the local convenience store, which, like, you know, the corner shop.
Yes, there is a corner shop.
A premiere.
That is incredible. No, it's not a premiere. It's a independently owned little business. Everything's
called?
Very compact. It's called News and Go.
News and Go. Oh, nice.
Perfect.
It's very compact. All like there's shelves with sweets. There's a little pick and mix section.
There's a weapon section.
And there's also a rack of toys. including a slingshot and water balloons. Okay. And when you go in, you see a sort of not like just past teen, maybe like a 19, nope, 20. That would be just past teen. A just 20-year-old looking a bit sort of like nonplussed, leaning on the counter, reading a magazine. And he just sort of gives you a little like a wave as you walk in.
Hello, are you okay today?
Yeah. He's not used to this level of conversation. He's used to just selling the things and returning to his magazine.
Have you had a lot of customers?
He closes the magazine and sort of stands up straight, prepared to at least put on a front of being professional, realizing that you are children. Yeah, yep. Yeah, I've served many customers today. How can I help you in particular?
Do they let you eat snacks here?
Yeah, they let me. As long as I pay for them.
Would you like a biscuit?
I'm good, actually.
You sure you don't want a slightly melted penguin from Max's pocket?
I was thinking more of the cookies that we're selling.
I'm not selling to this 20-year-old. They can't afford it.
Well,
I don't say that I'm saying that, not Mildred, if you know what I mean.
I've got half a rich tea up my sleeve if you would like that.
No, I'm good. Thank you. This is all lovely and kind and whatever. How can I help you today?
I just reach up because I'm imagining that I'm still quite short and the counter is just a little bit too high to be comfortable for me, and just slide the slingshot and the packet of water balloons over and be like, do you have a tap here?
Yes.
No.
Great. Can we use
Talia, it? Talia, we'll just fill them up at the old folks' home. It's fine.
What?
But what if we need them before we get there?
We won't.
He goes to take the water balloons. As you say, you're going to an old folks'
my
home with them.
My hand smacks down on it.
Jesus!
And then my other hand comes up and smacks down the two 20-pound notes. Like,
fine. You know what? I'm not paid enough to care. Whatever mischief you weirdos are up to. He takes the money and he gives you £15 change.
And the packet of Pokemon cards, please.
Oh, no, are you going to let Magda get away with this?
Yeah, sure.
Here's the thing, this is our profit.
It gives you a +1 die to charm tests made with other kids.
What, Pokemon cards?
Yep.
Here's the thing, though, is that at the end of this, we do have to go back and give them the money that we made selling these cookies.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Magda, we can't have the Pokemon cards. It's not the time or the place for it, really, if I'm being honest with you.
There's never not a time for Pokemon cards, in my opinion.
No, I think, that's your own personal time. It's not this grown-up adult time thing, you know, because we're on a job right now. So on your weekend, you know, yes, then you get yourself Pokemon cards with your own money.
Okay. But I do want them, though.
Well, you can get them later.
But
you can ask your mum for them.
But I want them now.
Well, you can't have them now.
Meanwhile, I'm in the little pub. Is the bathroom public? I don't know. I'm in there anyway, regardless,
no,
filling up water balloons because he said he had a tap. So I just have barged
sticking
my
them
way
in your
through.
Little wagon.
Yeah, piling them up in my little wagon.
I don't.
Hold on.
I'm not sure
one,
they're gonna let
two,
us into
well,
the
where's
old
the third
home
one?
I just trundle out with a wagon full of water balloons. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, get out of. Go on, get out of here.
Thank you very much for your help and service. Thank you.
I'll trade you half a rich tea for a packet of Pokemon cards.
Get out.
Okay, you strike a tough deal. And she'll leave. Magda will leave the shop eating the half a rich tea. Might as well.
There's no point in wasting it.
Okay.
That'll be madness.
So you continue your trundle towards the retirement home, slingshot and water balloons in hand, but sadly no Pokemon cards.
Boo. And isn't that the greatest travesty, Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah, you could have got a pack of Shining Fates.
Wish I had good friends who let me buy cool stuff.
Look, we're not your friends. We're
your
work colleagues,
all right? I'm
not saying that in character. I'm only kidding.
Ooh.
They probably are friends, if we're being real about it.
And Helen was talking about that in real life.
Yeah,
that
was
my real life voice, clearly.
Look. Well, no, I know that. I know Helen and I are only here for business.
Yeah. And sweet, sweet loving.
Sweet, sweet loving. From Bex, who loves us canonically.
It's true.
Canonically.
Canonically,
I love all of you.
You say that as if we're characters in our own lives.
Are we not? I'm also here. So as you get to the retirement home, you are confronted by a locked door and a buzzer. The buzzer has a set of numbers. So if you knew the code to get in, you could get in, or you'll have to ring through to a receptionist.
I know what to do. I know what to do. Ooh. So what my thought process is, I'm going to ring through to the receptionist and say that my nan wants me to check up on one of her very good friends, but my nan's having a bit of a mobility issue at the moment, so we're bringing biscuits to one of her good friends.
Cool.
And that is the story I'm sticking to.
I was just going to try and figure out the code by looking at how worn the numbers were, but that sounds better.
You know, either way.
Backup plan.
If you want to do that just to prove something, you can give me a skill
this
check.
This is not leverage, okay?
Listen. Yeah, but listen, my archetype is the detective. I'm literally here to figure things out.
All right. While Mildred buzzes through Talia, give me a skill test target number 5. And Mildred, you can ring through to the receptionist.
Okay.
I got 2 ones and a 5.
Oh my. That could have been bad. Should I also roll charm?
Yeah, give me a charm target number 2. I think this is not an implausible lie.
Yeah. Okay, I got a 3, a 2, and a 1, so that's lucky. It was a 2. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to ring through to the receptionist and go, hello, I'm here to see Mildred Bafflemouse.
Who is it?
Well, so this is Millie. I'm here to see Mildred because my nana says that she's a good friend of hers and she's really quite lonely at the moment and my nana said to bring her some biscuits and just keep her company for a bit.
Oh, how sweet. And then you hear the door buzz and it just
got
clicks
it
open.
Oh.
Not questioning it. Fair play.
I'm so arrogant. I did it.
It was me. It was all me. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to bob on in. I'm going to cursorily cover over the water balloons with the biscuit boxes, just, you know, one on each, you know, just one layer over the top just to be sure that they're not, like, showing. Otherwise, it'll look a bit suspicious.
Smart.
So I'll say hello to the rest. Hello, I'm Millie.
Hello.
How's your day going?
Oh, it's going swimmingly, thank you. So you're here, you know which room Mildred's in, don't you?
My nan says she might have moved recently because she was a little bit sick or something.
Nope, same room.
Okay. My nan doesn't always remember things. She said it was room number 3, is that right?
Smart.
She's quite forgetful. She's getting quite forgetful as she gets older, you know?
Give me a charm test, target number 3. It's getting a little bit harder. You're still cute and you're still plausible, but...
I got a 5. So.
But now the receptionist can see Magda as well. It's slightly less cute.
Yeah, I got a 5, a 2, and a 2.
Okay. She stops for a second and goes, no, Mildred was never in room 3. She was in room... We don't even have a room 3. We have rooms that are allocated by floor. So 103 and then next floor is 20. So she's in room... 507.
507. Okay, thank you.
Very tall building.
It's quite tall. Must have an elevator, right?
No, the old people take the stairs.
Sure. Yeah, they make all the old people shuffle up those stairs.
It's good for them.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Sorry, my nan does get quite forgetful sometimes. Maybe she was thinking of a different friend or something.
Maybe we should put your nan in here.
Maybe.
Can we have a leaflet?
Yeah, she passes you a leaflet for the Swinyard Court retirement home.
We can give this to your nana if she's forgetful so much.
She's forgetful, but she's not that forgetful, you know. Anyway, thank you. 507. We'll go up in the elevator, and she sees like a little sign that's pointing to like lifts, so she'll sort of shuffle over that way.
As you begin to shuffle over that way, the reception is opposite a seating area, and you see an old man sort of look around and go, oh, are those Brave Blossoms?
Hello.
Yes.
At your service.
We are brave blossoms. Oh. We are brave and we are flowers.
May your heart always bloom with joy.
Yes.
Oh, that takes me back. Now, I wasn't a brave blossom. I was a brutish bonnet.
Bonnet? Were you hat themed?
I think.
Yes.
I was going to say peppers, but okay.
Oh, Scotch bonnet.
And
shirt.
Peppers.
Bonnet. Yes. Pepper themed.
My leader was a habanero.
Spicy, they like it spicy and runton.
Spicy.
He did yell at us and sometimes beat us. It was a different time.
That sounds like a different time. When was that? The 70s?
Oh, you're sweet. Oh, the 70s. Oh, what a sweet girl.
Would you like to buy some cookies?
Oh,
always be
cookies,
selling.
You say.
Always be.
What
selling.
Have we got? What have we got?
Well, we've got a lovely ginger biscuit. We've got some mint fancies, and we've also got our special limited edition birthday cake biscuit. If you're interested in any of those, we can give you a senior discount.
Oh.
Yeah, they're normally £10 a box, but they're for a senior discount, they're £8 a box.
Wow. So honest, I thought you were going to do their usually
£12
a box.
I thought you were going to say they're usually £12, yeah. That's what Talia was gearing up to do.
Mildred's actually nice to the elderly.
Yeah, she gets it.
Oh,
I think I can spring for a box.
Oh, that would be very nice of you. Which box would you prefer?
I'll take the ginger. The other two seem too flavorful.
Foreign.
Too many foreigners.
Newfangled.
Yeah, my
birthday cake in a biscuit.
My nana.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
My nana loves the ginger biscuits. She says they remind her of when she was a young girl and she used to eat. She used to make ginger biscuits with her mum.
They remind me of my childhood during the war.
Did you have to eat just ginger, no biscuit? I've heard.
No, I had no biscuits, and I dreamed of a ginger biscuit.
Well, now you can
every night.
Now you can afford a whole box of ginger biscuits, so that's nice.
He's gone glassy eyed, and he's just sort of looking off into the middle distance.
She gets.
I will gently place the box in his lap, and then rifle through his pockets for his change.
Whoa! What's happening?
£8, please.
Oh, a brave blossom! That takes me back.
You were right. We've just got to be quicker about it.
Yeah, we were too slow on this one. You said you would purchase some ginger biscuits from us, so that is £8, please. Thank you.
Did I? Yeah. Well, yes, ginger biscuits remind me of my childhood.
When you were in the war. Biscuits. You wanted one. Could we have £8, please?
I'm going to continue rifling through his pockets.
Okay.
What's happening?
We're just taking...
Don't worry!
Don't worry about it. We're just taking the £8 so you can have these
brave
ginger biscuits.
Blossoms! That takes me back.
Are you just vamping so this will last longer, Sarah?
Does he have £8 in his pockets?
He has a £50 note in his pocket.
Yeah, of course he does.
Because
he does.
Well, we can't take that.
Do we have enough change? We've only got £15 in change.
Maybe we should give us some more boxes.
No, we can't do that.
You probably have other change for scenarios, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I'll give him
£42,
honest change, I guess. But only because I'm about not to, and then I see Mildred's face.
Like, do not shortchange the sweet old
give
man.
Give him the change.
Yeah, so I'll put the ginger biscuits on his lap, and we'll sort of go, bye-bye, we'll see you on the way out. Enjoy your ginger biscuits.
Oh, thank you.
And as you are walking away, you hear, oh, a brave blossom. That takes me back.
I was
a brute bonnet. Habaneros, mine.
I'm going to lean over to Magda and just be like, this is why Mildred will never make it anywhere in business. My mum says you have to be prepared to fleece your friends a little bit.
Oh, Does that mean you're going to fleece us?
If there's an opportunity.
Oh.
But just a little bit, you know, within the bounds of friendship.
Well, I've only got biscuits and they're a little melted. So maybe if I could just give you one now, maybe don't fleece me later.
Two.
How about just one penguin? Is this the best?
Penguins are good, to be fair.
Deal.
Okay. And Magda gives you a penguin from you her pocket.
Gently fleeced yourself there.
Oh. So you reach the elevator, and I need you to be honest with me. Who remembers what room number Mildred's
507.
In?
507.
Talia does Damn. Not.
I had also
Bex did. Really, Talia Mildred has retained not. It oh, very okay. carefully.
I was sort of hoping that the old man would have made you forget and you'd have to go back to the reception again.
You should have made him say loads of numbers, Sarah.
Yeah, back in 24.
Next
and
time.
Yeah.
No, back in my day, 1924. Okay, so you get in the lift, you go up to the fifth floor. Yeah. And you look for room 7.
Okay, so we're just going to walk down the thing. It's one of those places that's got like the little plaques that has like pointy bits saying where the rooms are.
Like we're in a hospital.
Like in a hospital sort of thing.
Or a hotel.
Yeah, or a hotel. Or
I guess so, but also it's an old people's home, so I imagine it's more like a hospital.
Or my flat complex has things pointing to where the room numbers are. So
mine doesn't, which is why nobody can ever fucking find my door.
No one can find my fucking door. And I'm like, it says on the fucking, you could just read, if you just read things, you might have, anyway.
As you walk along the corridors, you notice that you move through different odors from place to place, varying interest and perplexity.
Are you going to describe them or are we just imagining them?
Piss.
I want you, well, no. Just like, just very varied old person smell.
I'm imagining like cleaning products that they've tried to make floral scented, but it just smells like chemicals. The smell of like some kind of craft that they've done to keep them occupied. Like I'm imagining the kind
glue.
Of like I'm imagining like, you know, when you make like food safe Play-Doh type stuff.
Mm. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. But Play-Doh
yeah, I'm
smell.
Imagining that kind of smell.
I'm imagining some biscuit smells and things like that
oh,
as well. It's like an
yeah,
underlying
the smell of
biscuit
like canteen
smell.
Food.
Yeah.
Someone with a root, like flowers, fresh flowers.
Yeah, someone gets fresh flowers.
Fresh flowers.
Someone's got flowers.
From the.
There you go. Are you satisfied, Sarah?
Laundry.
Is that enough smells?
Yeah, lots absolutely. So you reach 507.
Okay, I'm gonna knock very politely on the door. Excuse me.
After a much longer time than you would think, the door slowly creaks open a little bit, but it's on the chain, and you see like a big circular glasses. Of one side of someone's face, just like, hello?
Hello, are you Mildred Bafflemouse?
Who's asking?
I'm...
Oh, you're not going to believe this.
So this is crazy. You are not going to believe this. My name is also Mildred Bafflemouse, and I am doing a project for school in which I meet everyone else named Mildred Bafflemouse, and it's you, me, and one other person who's in their 40s. And I'm going to interview you and ask you about your life.
How darling, come in.
Okay. God, she's a good liar, is Mildred.
We're all good
also,
liars,
give,
except
give me
the
Magda. Give me a charm. Target number 4. Okay.
Yeah, that is a 5, 4, and a 1.
Great. Yeah, she lets you in.
Really nice to meet you, Mildred Bafflemouse.
Likewise.
I have a few questions first. Can I ask your date of birth? This is me determining whether she's the right Mildred Bafflehouse based upon her age.
Smart.
Fuck, okay, hold on.
Talia's like, why don't we just phone this guy already? We don't need to meet her.
1911? She's 93, right?
Yeah.
She was 90-something.
And it's 2024.
Oh, God, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is, yeah. Happened when we weren't looking.
Mm-hmm. 1911.
Okay, yeah. 1911. I was a boy in 1911.
Wow.
Wow, that's forever ago.
I bet you've got...
Mind Whoa. Your fucking mouth. No.
Straight to hell.
She does belong in super hell.
Oh my God.
No, as you say, that's forever ago. She just like slowly turns her head towards you and just scowls.
Mildred, keeping up the up appearances, will go, wow, you must have so many stories from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s.
And the 50s, oh. And the 60s, and the 70s, and the 80s,
yes.
And the 90s. And then you probably stop doing stuff because you got really old.
To remember what you say.
Don't listen to them. I'm the only one who's important. They are just my friends.
Oh, yes, sir.
She is two years older than we are.
A fellow Mildred.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mildreds are the best.
Let me tell you about the Great Depression.
My mum had one of those.
So fucking quick, Bex. That is so fucking quick. Well done. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But now she takes chamomile oil extract every day.
Because she just wasn't getting enough vitamin D.
Is that how that works?
Yes. D is for depression. That's why.
Mildred's going to be carefully taking down notes, you know, to keep up appearances with this Mildred.
And that's when Frankie Two Shoes asked me to the dance.
Two shoes as opposed to what?
It was very unusual in those days to have obtained two shoes. Most people could only afford one out of the pair.
Oh, boy.
And then they'd sell something in order to get the second pair of shoe.
Or just to distinguish him from, like, Frankie Five Shoes.
That's true.
Oh, maybe yeah. Two Frankies. Maybe he only had two shoes.
Maybe Frankie Five Shoes had particularly expensive
maybe
shoes.
Maybe everyone in this world has three legs.
In what world?
This world that we're in, did we not establish? We could have established that everyone in this universe has three legs. Then Frankie Two Shoes would be unusual. Anyway.
And then on a trip to Wookiee Hole, my second husband fell to his death.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sounds terrible. How many husbands did you have?
In total.
Yes.
Four.
Wow.
Did you outlive all?
What happened to number three and four?
He died.
How?
What's it to you?
Suspicious lady, this one. I do have a question for you. So
she 100% killed all four husbands. That's why she's going to super hell.
Considering that you are 93, I just did that maths in my head. How is your health doing these days? Are you feeling well?
Or on the brink of death? Are you baby on the brink of death?
Magda, shut up.
I really wish we could include Sarah's faces in the podcast.
I know, right?
It's real sad that we can't.
It's a good face.
Okay, she glowers at Magda with such a sullen face before slowly turning back to Mildred like, I feel fit as a fiddle.
That's good. Because... You know, they say sometimes when you get to 93, you start to feel unwell. But I'm glad
Does
to hear that.
Does it get boring being in here sometimes, Mildred?
Would you perhaps like to go somewhere more interesting, like perhaps super hell?
No. I kick Magda's ankle.
She doesn't notice.
I just thought maybe, because it sounds like you've got loads of really interesting stories, so maybe it's boring being here. What if we had a friend... Like, drive you round and maybe you could revisit some old haunts.
Yeah, in a limousine.
In a limousine, that would be so much fun, right?
She smiles wistfully. You know what? I've been so rude. Let me get you some tea.
I don't like tea. Can I have squash, please?
Oh, of course. Love it.
Have you got any wheatgrass extract?
Is she going to poison us?
Oh, maybe. I'll check the cupboard. And she begins to just sort of shuffle over to the kitchen.
I'm going to immediately pull the other two in and be like, now, you know that my mum watches a lot of true crime and I watch them with her and also listen to the podcast
oh, no.
too.
Oh my God.
Sometimes they're a bit a bit bad, and I don't always understand the motives, but I'm a bit suspicious that she's had four whole husbands. That's way too many. Even my mum's only had two.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Your bub's not even close to 93.
So, I don't think you should drink the tea.
No, I
wasn't going to. I was going to drink the squash.
I'm going to pretend to drink it, if I'm being honest. It does seem... like, she might not have intentionally hurt her husbands, but she might just be really bad at cooking.
Well, one of them fell to his death.
Yeah, but she might have accidentally cooked something that made him sleepy and fall. I don't want to assume she's That's a bad true. Person. I don't know her. She seems nice.
The thing is, friends, if she's not a bad person, we're helping the Grim Reaper come and take her to super hell.
Well, she's had a nice life.
So if she's
probably.
Not a bad person, then maybe we're... The thing is, I've been thinking, maybe if she's not a bad person, then maybe we're doing a bad thing, and that's not varying with the code of the Brave Blossoms.
I think you'll find that death comes for everyone and is therefore neutral.
Yeah, and I think as well, death before dishonor is something I've heard.
But... but we should maybe not be helping.
I don't. We're not making it happen. We're just righting a wrong. And anyway, if we don't get her to go with Kevin, then they'll take our Mildred
yeah,
away.
And I've never
and
done anything
way
wrong.
More fun. I don't want to sell cookies with a 93-year-old.
I'm very nice
no, me
as
neither.
Well.
She smells so weird.
Okay, so we're agreed. Secret handshake.
Still feel a bit, it's maybe a bit mead.
I grab Magda's hand and force it into secret handshake.
Well, that's how handshakes work. It's a verbal contract.
At that moment, you hear a meep meep from the kitchen and Mildred comes flying out in a mobility scooter and shouts back, "You'll never take me alive, Knox!"
Fucking hell.
And scoots out into the hallway.
Oh, no.
I shove a water balloon in everybody's hand.
Yeah, I guess we're running after her, hey?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to get my phone out and call Kevin.
Yeah, I think you ought.
As
okay.
we go.
You are now in a scrap. New Mildred. Please Woo! All roll initiative, which is rolling a skill test.
Nope.
5 and a 3.
That's a 6.
So that makes sense because Mildred has fled down the hallway. Yeah. So it makes sense that she got to go first in the initiative. So you have the thinking phase, the running phase, or the fighting phase. Which of those three phases would you each like to participate
fighting.
In?
I think I'm going to go for running, but can I run towards, if you know what I mean?
Yes, the running phase is primarily used for like, in chases, yeah.
getting
so
places.
I feel like yes, you're if you take part in the fighting phase at this point. Well, actually, no. If you want to try and throw a water balloon, I'm going to allow it.
Ooh. I would like to do thinking, actually.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll start with Talia. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm going to call Kevin.
Yeah,
good job. Yeah.
Perfect. You pull out the business card or the you
no,
save
it's
the
saved
in your
my phone.
Phone
under Weird Man Kevin.
Yep. Mm. Yep. So
weird
you,
guy
you
Kevin.
Scroll
Sorry,
down
weird
to Weird Guy Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah. And hit dial, and after a few buzzes, he's like, "Yeah, hello?
It's me! We've got the right Mildred, but she's on the run!"
That's not my problem.
I mean, if you come and meet us at... What the fuck is this old
Swinyard Court.
Swinyard Court, then we'll have her! Hey, it's your future in super hell, buddy. And then I'm just going to hang up.
Give me a charm check before you hang up. Target number 3.
6, a 5, and a 2.
Yeah, okay. Kevin's on his way. So now we're on to the running phase. Mildred.
I want
to
run.
What do you hope to achieve during the running phase? You want
to
run.
What I want to do is try and catch up to it and kind of grab onto the basket at the back, you know, because they always have mobility scooters have the basket at the back and try yeah. and like just, you know, keep up basically pretty much. Don't want it out of my sight.
Okay. I'm going to make it a muscle check.
Okay. What's that? Is that toughness?
Target number 5. Toughness, yeah. Why did I say muscle? Oh, I know why I said muscle, because of orbital blues. a toughness check. Target number 5, and that's to keep up with her. But if you get more than one success, you'll grab onto the basket and be... What's that skating term for when you just hang on the back of a truck?
I don't know.
Darn it,
know.
Think back to your skating days, Jen.
Yeah, when I was a skater who skated. Let me Google it.
A Tony Hawk, I think.
You're a Tony Hawk.
I think it's a Tony Hawk.
Skitching. You'll be skitching. I didn't have
never heard that in my life. There's no way I could have given you that answer.
Nope, did not know that one at all.
Clearly not playing enough of those games. Skates, yeah. Right? Skitching.
Oh, yeah, skate hitching.
Yeah.
Okay, I have genius. 5 and a 4.
Okay, so you are keeping up. You are like right behind the mobility scooter, which is moving at quite a pace down the hall towards the elevator. Almost said escalator, and that'd be wild.
towards the elevator. Could you imagine old approach?
But you are keeping up. Magda, what would you like to do in the fighting phase?
I would like to throw a water balloon. To try and ideally ahead, I think, of the car so that it'll maybe skid.
Mario Kart style, you
yeah,
want to put
exactly.
an obstacle.
Exactly. Also, when I'm looking at the Enforcer playbook type, and it says during a scrap, enemies test for morale the first round, so long as they can see you and aren't exhausted. Because I'm so
Give
intimidating.
Me 1 second.
You are intimidating. I've seen you.
I am.
I've seen your face.
Shit.
But maybe
okay.
she's exhausted by default because she's 93.
To be fair.
I'm 33 and I'm exhausted
shattered.
By default.
Give me a charm roll. Challenge rating 6.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know what? I've only got 1 in charm, but I do have a lucky charm.
A lucky
item.
Charm.
That's my item. Let me just double check what that does before I get too excited about using it. Once per day, add +1 die to a test of your choice.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, go on.
Why not?
Let's
not?
Get
Why
it used. Right, so that's 2 dice for me. Yeah, that's a 1 and a 3.
The morale was not depleted.
Magda feels for one of the penguins in her pocket, but realises that she traded it away. That was the lucky
that's
charm.
That's not a trade.
Biscuits, the concept of pocket biscuits.
Concept of pocket biscuits.
Should I now try to throw the water
yes,
balloon?
Yes, target number 5.
Great. And this doesn't count as a punch, you've said.
It does not count as a punch.
Fine. Oddly, no.
Oh, damn. I missed. And I got a 1. I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, dear. You hit it at me, don't
How's
you?
How's that work?
Yep. You throw the balloon and your distance is impressive. Mm. Like, if this was a good, like an Olympic sport, it'd be like, whoa. But the clearance of the ceiling is too low. And the balloon sort of ricochets off a light fixture and pings right into the side of your Mildred's head.
Wrong Mildred, I'm afraid.
Oh,
just wrong Mildred.
Sorry, Mildred.
Ow, did you have to do
Mildred,
that?
Mildred.
I'm sorry.
You take... Oh, do I want to give it... Yeah, you know what? Mildred, you're fine. Magda, you take a point of embarrassment.
Ooh. Is that so minus to charm?
Yeah.
Right, so I only have 1 charm in the first place, so now I'm on 0
oh,
charm.
Dear.
So don't get embarrassed again.
Don't do any charming
things.
What
happens if I get embarrassed
You have
again?
To go home and have a rest.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're too embarrassed to continue.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Bildred. I didn't mean to hit you.
Well, just don't do it again.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we are now back to the start of the initiative order, and you see that old Mildred sort of... Akira drifts into the elevator on her mobility scooter.
Dope. Can I put my foot on the line where the elevator is so she can't, you know, move it, if you know what I mean?
Do we think that that is going to be
I was wondering what that would be.
What part of the scrap do we think
that falls
under? I feel
like that's thinking, right? Because it's finding an alternative
a method,
to
yeah.
fight.
I agree as well. So... I will need you to make a skill... hold on. Let me see what everyone else would like to do before I make any requests.
Running. I'm going to try and just catch up.
Ooh, a fight.
Okay.
I've got the slingshot.
You do. Brainer with the slingshot.
You are first, young Mildred. And
young Mildred.
I need you to give me a skill check. It's hard because you just got brained by a water balloon. So
does this count as hang on, let me just check what my things are. Solving puzzles, is this a puzzle? Small detail, recalling a fact. I've recalled a fact about elevators that they don't close. Have you put your foot there?
No.
No.
Okay, fine. Sarah's not messing around today.
I love the moxie, but I'm not going to allow it in this instance. But it's a target number 5. I'm not going to say 6 because it's putting a foot in a door, but you've also got to clear a little more distance and you've also been thrown off balance by a water balloon.
Ooh, that's a 6 and a 2.
Nice. Didn't need it. Didn't need the extra
one.
Okay, so the doors begin to close, and just as they're about to block your view of old Mildred, your foot slides in, and you hear like a soft clunk as it makes contact and then slides back open again. And old Mildred's like, oh, the devil.
You're not going to get away. I don't want to die in your place.
Magda. You have chosen to run.
Yeah, just running to catch up because there's no way she's risking throwing another water balloon. So she's just going to try and run to catch up and if she can, like, grab the back of the chair and put the brake on.
Give me a toughness check. Mm-hmm. Target number 2.
Great. It's
got so four unless dice. You roll like 6 ones, yeah.
Oh, I saw 2 ones. I was like, no. 2 ones, a 2 and a 6.
Great. You succeed and you close the distance, but you are not at the escalator just yet.
Elevator.
Elevator.
Boy howdy, I really want to push her down some mechanical stairs, don't I?
Boy howdy, how you
do? You are not at the elevator just yet.
Mm.
Talia.
I would like to rip out my girl boss pin badge, put it in the slingshot, and I'm aiming for a tire. I want to blow one of the tires.
Nice.
Okay.
For a while, you were like, you're going to take her fucking eye out.
Yeah.
Well, no. Here's the thing. That's definitely a skill check, but the target number is 6 to hit a tire.
Okay, that's fine. I have... This is using hand-eye coordination, right?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so I've got 4 dice.
Ooh.
Okay. 2 sixes, a 1 and a 5.
Wow. Yum, yum, yum.
You fire, and it's a tough shot because you have both of your friends between you and the elevator doors, but you just thread that needle and the pin soars through the air, which again is also impressive because this girl boss pin is not aerodynamic, but it soars through the air and just lands with a great power into the left front tire, and you, young Mildred, you begin to hear as the tire deflates. At that point, young Mildred, the door... Well, actually, are you still... are you just going to stand
in
the doorway?
I'm just going to stand there until kingdom come.
She rolls back a little bit in the elevator and then attempts to ram you. Can you give me a toughness check, challenge rating 5? Because you are standing still.
Oof. Mm. Okay, probably not going to do well on that.
You're not going to take it down one because the front wheel is busted?
I would if she was attempting to flee over a distance.
No, okay, that's fair.
And also because this is happening just now, the tire hasn't fully deflated yet.
Okay, all right, that's fair. Don't ask, don't get, am I right?
I'm tempted to say it again. I got spider's eyes.
Spider's
eyes!
Spider's eyes!
Let's go.
All right. So you got 2 sixes,
Yeah.
2 sixes.
Nice. 2 sixes.
You gracefully dodge out of the way, and she just sort of clatters into the side of the elevator and sort of fumbles forward over the sort of steering handles of the mobility scooter and then clambers like, no,
Mildred, it's your time to go.
I'm not going back there.
What do you mean back there?
She's from Super Hell.
What
she
do
came.
You what do you mean back there?
Well, this is awkward. So
where do you think we're taking you?
Yeah, where do you think we're taking you? Prison?
Yeah.
You think they'd send a 12-year-old and 2 10-year-olds?
You're wearing uniforms, you narcs.
No. I would never take anyone to prison because then they'd have to deal with my dad, and he's boring.
Is your dad a prison officer?
No, he stole lots of money from a company.
Oh. Okay.
Mummy says I shouldn't tell people, but you guys are my friends.
Does your daddy live in prison?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
The orange really doesn't suit him. It looks dreadful.
Does he have lots of tattoos? Oh.
No.
Do you get to go live in prison sometimes?
Maybe.
Does he have a shiv?
No, probably not. He pays someone else to have a shiv, probably.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Do they have a shop in prison?
But it's rubbish. It's only got, like, noodles in it.
I like noodles.
Mildred, we're not taking you to prison. We're taking you on a nice car ride with our friend Kevin.
Oh, to super hell.
What?
No.
Nothing.
No, actually, what's happening is you're being taken on a lovely trip because you've won a prize from the Blossoms. And
oh my gosh, we're doing so many lies today.
Yeah, the Blossoms have randomly selected someone with the same name as another Blossom, so that makes sense. And they're randomly selecting someone to go on a lovely car ride.
Why? That sounds like a terrible prize.
No, it's in a limousine.
You also get a box of cookies to take with you in the limousine.
Yeah, and they also take you for a nice meal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And also bird watching if you like bird watching.
Oh, don't promise the birds.
And everyone else in here will be so jealous that you got to go, and you'll be like the coolest person in the canteen.
They'll see you riding away They'll see you riding away in that limousine, and they'll be like, "Oh my god, what a cool lady!"
That sure would show that damn Patty Hillcrest, who's what.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't let Patty Hillcrest win. Yeah, you have to exert your dominance.
I've heard Patty Hillcrest is incontinent, so...
Don't like this lie rival we were stoking.
So do you want to come with us to the limousine man?
Yeah, as long as you promise I'm not going to prison again.
No, definitely not going to prison.
Well, at least that's true.
Cross my heart as a blossom that you are not going to prison.
All right, you need to give me one more charm test. Target number 4.
Okay, is that all of us?
Yes.
Am I selling a good or service?
I got a 6, a 4, and a 2.
I'm selling membership to Super Hell, and if she sells membership to 3 other people...
what do I do, seeing as I currently have a charm score of 0?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe don't
roll.
You just
sit back.
I just sit back.
You're just an auto-fail.
Yeah.
A 6 and 2 ones.
Ah, nice.
Okay, more than half of you succeeded.
Yay.
And old Mildred is just like, okay, let's go. I'd love a ride.
Mildred, is there anyone you think that we should tell that you've gone on a nice trip so they'll know about it later? Do you have daughters?
Anybody who loves you?
Granddaughters. Great, great, great granddaughters.
Please say nobody.
Everyone I've ever loved, I killed.
Oh, thank goodness. I feel better about it now.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Okay, let's go to the limousine.
Okay. Good to know, but we'll make sure to let Patty know that you're better than her.
Burn in hell, Patty Hillcrest,
she says as the escalator doors close.
Elevator doors.
Damn it. You push old Mildred down an escalator. She
dies. To super hell.
That's how she dies. That's just how she dies.
The elevator opens up and a mobility scooter trundles unevenly on its flat tire through the reception.
I would like to, remembering last minute that there's a receptionist here who probably doesn't want us just randomly taking old people out. I would like to... Is there like a corridor where they can hide for a second with old Mildred?
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw a water balloon and then go up to reception and be like, excuse me, I think someone did a wee in the corridor.
Oh dear. Okay. I'll see to that.
It's
and she
over
goes
here.
Over to, yeah, she goes to a cupboard to get like a, yeah. Give me
go, go,
a
go, go.
Give me a charm test Target number 2. It seems incredibly plausible.
1, 4, and 6.
Yep. Okay. Dope.
Great. She is convinced and she goes to clean in a fully opposite direction so that you may sneak past with old Mildred.
Is Kevin outside?
Yeah. Kevin is stood with the sign again out front of his limo. A limo for Mildred? Yeah? Is that you?
Yeah, this is Mildred.
Great.
Oh, it's not too late.
You did it, Kevin.
That's £40, please.
Oh, fuck.
He said he'd buy 5.
You're right, that's £50, please.
Oh, fuck.
And 2 free boxes.
And 2 free boxes.
And we don't tell your boss.
Well, I might as well round it up to 6 and get 3 free boxes.
Deal. That's £60, right. Please.
Do you take card?
No.
I've only got a card.
Well, then you can't have Mildred. Run, old Mildred, run.
You can...
You can do a Bax.
You can Venmo me.
You can do a Bax payment.
I have Venmo somehow in this country.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll PayPal you, yeah?
That works.
He gets his phone out and you go through the arduous process of him getting your information and sending you over £60. He takes his
I make him send me a bit extra because I'm not paying the fees.
He sends you £60, £63.50 or something. I'm not gonna charge back. You can trust me.
I'm immediately gonna transfer that out.
Yeah.
To my junior saver.
Okay. And Kevin sort of opens the boot of his limo and pops the 9 boxes of cookies in.
I thought you were about to say Mildred.
Why is it a limo?
Why is it a limo? Why is it just shoved them in the boot? Oh, God.
Great boot space on a limo. Excellent boot space on a limo. People don't realise. It's a limo, but only the boot.
The boot is
the limo bit.
Huge. Huge.
Oh, and then he opens the back door of the limo and helps to usher old Mildred off her mobility scooter and into the limousine.
Bye, have fun in hell.
What?
Oh, Mildred, I'm sorry. I don't like this. I'm sorry.
No, remember, she's killed everyone she knew, so.
You see her rattling on the door handle, which is auto-locked from the inside, and she rolls the window down. She's like, I knew you were Knox, as the limo drives away.
Always for the right price, Mildred.
Only for the right price. £60. Oh, that's nice.
No, Blossoms. I feel strangely about what we did.
She clearly killed a person, so at least 4 people, maybe more. I think we've done
and
the world a
favour. And look at it this way. We didn't kill her. We just helped put the universe back in balance.
Yeah.
And that's really important. And we're probably going to get a badge for
it. I think we're going to get a medal for that. Because we're helping the universe be proper.
Well, speaking of badges, we're going to cut to you in attendance of a Brave Blossom meeting. It's in a little hut that's down a road that is filled with like equipment, and you wonder what it's used for any other time of the week.
I've brought a very expensive camping chair to sit on.
There are 4 leaders. I wonder which leader you will belong to. There's Scotch Thistle, mm-hmm. Snowdrop, Showy Orchid, and Spring Ephemeral.
I think we're Snowdrop.
Orchid.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Jen, deciding vote.
We had Orchid. Which one did we have?
Orchid, Snowdrop.
Well, we're deciding between Orchid and Snowdrop.
Oh, wow. I would have said Scotch Thistle, but no,
we're not with the Mangan twins.
Triplets. That's true. We wouldn't be in that group. Snowdrop and Orchid. I'm going to lean Snowdrop.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so you are with the Snowdrops and you see the Mangan triplets looking furious as Snowdrop pins a new badge to your sashes as you are rewarded the badge for Elder Care.
Oh, dope. Truly dope. Love it. A fan. I promise to take care of the elderly.
I promise to take care of the elderly.
I promise to take care of business, including the elderly, if necessary.
Ominous.
And that's where we're going to leave our game of Badge Quest. Thank you very much for joining us.
That was a strange game.
Incredible.
I loved it.
That was great.
You're listening to Roll Plus Heart. Today's episode was the second part of our game of Badge Quest, a game by DM Dave Publishing. Your GM was Sarah Keep, and your players were Bex Watson as Talia Adicott, Jen Blundell as Magda Balzukiewicz, and Helen Gaffney as Mildred Bafflemouse. Our theme music was composed by David Shaw, and it was mixed and mastered by Mark Anderson. Podcast editing was by Helen Gaffney and me, Jen Blundell. As always, if you want to find out how to get in touch with us via social media, via email, what our website is, etc., etc., you can check the episode description and all the links will be there. I will, of course, remind you that we have a Patreon where from £1 a month you can get access to a whole host of bonus audio content, including what is currently a very interesting round of interviews with ourselves between each other. Sarah wrote the questions this time, which I think tells you everything you need to know. We appreciate all of our patrons greatly. We also have a Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/rollplusheart. There you can also make regular donations if you don't like using Patreon for whatever reason. And that's also where our shop is now hosted. So if you would like to buy our beautiful pin badge, stickers, prints, things like that, then head to our Ko-fi. If you would like to hear more from us, Sarah Keep and I are on the Actual Play podcast Quest Fantastic. That's a long form TTRPG game. We are playing Orbital Blues, which is a space western about sad cowboys and a hyper-capitalist Americana future society, and it's very fun. Sarah is running that game, so you know it's fantastic. She's an excellent GM, as proven in the past two sessions of Badge Quest. So check out Quest Fantastic for more from us. I also do a film review podcast called Jen and the Film Critic with my good friend Paul Salt, where we review the latest cinema releases. Bex is back to streaming on Twitch at Starling Dust. They are streaming art, they are streaming games, they are just being a wonderful human being. You can follow them, get to know some of their wonderful friends in this community that they have created on Twitch. They are all super fantastic people. And if you want more from Helen, then just go find your favourite book, open it up, and she'll be living in there, in amongst the pages. Just swapping the words around, swapping around the words of your favourite book. Helen's a little scamp. Our next episode will be out on Wednesday, the 8th of May, and we will be playing Under the Floorboards, a game inspired by The Borrowers. So until then, enjoy Super Hell. Bye-bye.
I need to write a summary.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, write a summary of the thing we've done so far.
Pause you. I meant mute you.
I'm just going to pause you.
And it's Sarah Keep stepping up for this year's Olympics.
Oh, shit. Fine. Whatever.
Oh, looking very ready and very...
I can still hear you.
And I think it's inevitable this that we see a stronger performance than we saw from one Jen Blundell event, whom, as we all discussed, well past her prime.
Past her prime at this point really needs...
send it up to pasture. A scrappy up-and-comer that we're all keeping our eye on.
A keen eye, even, one might say.
I don't know about you, but I've actually placed a flutter. £100,000 and the deed to my house.
That's not like you. You very rarely bet on things.
That is how confident. Much faith I have in this brash new entrant to the scene.
Yeah, and I mean, just looking now at Sarah composing the composition, you can see the focus on Sarah's face and just the pure knowledge that's coming through in this youngin.
Absolutely,
it's beautiful to see, really, you know, a fresh face with a fresh outlook on the sport, you know.
Absolutely. And I think that's really what this sport needs. It's been done the same way for a very long time. And in some ways, that's great. We love tradition here. But at the same time, sometimes it takes a newcomer coming onto the scene to really show you what it is that you've been missing.
What you've
wanted. It's a very exciting time in this sport. And I expect to see a lot of things happening.
Well, you know, and you say see a lot of things happening as well, but we're seeing it in the stats. The stats are coming out very, very clear that, you know, this new way of playing is the best way of playing. And, you know, there's sometimes you look back on it on the history of a sport and you think, how did we never see this before? How did we not think of this earlier? And start implementing it. But it really sometimes just takes a new mind, doesn't it?
100%, 100%. And I think you can, we can see it as well. Well, certainly, certainly we can, and we'll be happy to share some of these numbers with you. The viewership count has skyrocketed.
Rocketed up, absolutely.
Skyrocketed. To the point where, you know, I'm starting to think it may be the fact that possibly this sport could make it, it could become Olympic.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
I think so. I think we've got a good bid this year to become part of the Olympics. You know, I mean, previous years we've not really had the viewership that, you know, say a, what's the ice one called? You know, when you shut things.
Yeah, the futuristic ice tea tray. Oh, curling. I thought you were talking about futuristic ice tea tray racing, which is definitely what that sport is called.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, curling, futuristic ice tray racing.
Tea tray ice tree. Yeah, that one.
Either of those, you know, they have the viewership. They have the pure excitement of watching things slide across ice. However, in this sport, it can sometimes feel like you're just watching someone write something down. And I think there's a lot of people who don't really appreciate it as much as could be.
I think you're right, but I will tell you that I got a letter from my alma mater recently, a little newsletter, and they were announcing that they were starting up a collegiate team. It is so great to see these sports really, like, you know, becoming so mainstream that we're giving the chance for young people to play them in an environment where they can really learn and then come onto the scene ready to go, rather than having to find, you know, a guardian or a mentor, as it was, to bring them into the sport. You know, really get a kind of grassroots movement going. And I think that is so important, Helen.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a lot of grassroots movements within this sport. And I can't wait to see how the future comes. You know, I can't wait to see new people bringing new ideas and new ways of playing. And, you know, I think we can all agree on that. I think we can all agree on that. And
I think we absolutely can.
I think,
Helen,
probably a
I
good
agree.
Part of it as well is Sarah's absolute magnetic attractiveness, you know, that has brought a lot of people to watching this.
It's true. But you know what else I think we can't discount is that there is a certain element of drama brought to the sport by the rivalry between Keep and Blundell.
Yes.
We can't forget.
Absolutely.
With Blundell on her way out and Keep on the way up.
Yeah.
There's been some tension there.
Well, they've been meeting in the middle. And I think it's fascinating to watch, really, the tension that could be between an old hag and a new player.
And we're actually joined now by now retired Jen Blundell.
Yeah.
Any comment, Jen?
You know, I got out of the game when I could.
Oh, well, you really had to. And just before we go for today, then maybe a quick comment from the new up-and-comer, Sarah Keep.
It was a hard challenge, but I think I overcame it and produced some of my most mediocre work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Masterfully done.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you next time. I'm Bex.
And I'm Helen.
Fuck the police.
Well, I'm starting to think this is going to be like a little series at the end of each episode. It's just fucking weird as shit, but it's happening.